Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me today, welcoming back Tracy Alcorn from Parkland CPAP Services. Tracy, great to have you on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jordan. Thanks. How are you?
Doing awesome. Well, great to chat again with you. And again, fine folks can find you at 226 Broadway Street West. They can also call 306-783-9888. Now, of course, Parkland CPAP Services, helping people out, particularly with sleep apnea. But as we're going to discuss today, anyone with sleeping troubles, maybe there's certain things that you can do for those people. If it's not necessarily a diagnosis of having apnea.
Exactly. There's lots of different reasons to be tired. Sometimes people do snore without sleep apnea, so we have snore aids.
Okay.
But one thing I wanted to talk about today was Dawn simulators.
Now, I'm not going to lie. When you first said you wanted to talk about Dawn simulators, my first thought was, well, who's Dawn? Not that Dawn, as you mentioned shortly after, though. Dawn referring to the time of day, particularly where we live here in Saskatchewan. This can wreak some havoc on people, their schedules, and all the rest. I mean, I'm seeing it waking up now in the complete darkness during the summertime. It was up right when I was up, but darkness is going to be around for probably the next 6 months for when most people probably get up.
That's right. And so you know yourself, in the summertime when the sun's shining and you wake up, you feel a lot more energized than mm-hmm. you do in the wintertime when it's dark. And
sure.
A lot of times we might blame that on the cold outside or whatever, but it's not so much that. It's the lack of sun.
Mm.
So what a Dawn simulator does is it is essentially your alarm clock in your bedroom.
Okay.
And you set it for a certain time, and the sun will start to come up in your bedroom half an hour before your alarm is supposed to come on.
Interesting.
So nobody's turning on a bright fluorescent light in your eyeballs or anything like that. It just very gradually and very slowly starts to get lighter and lighter and lighter in your bedroom, and it's a light that simulates the same light as the sun.
Okay, so whereabouts is going to be situated in someone's room? Is it near windows? Is it just a regular plug-in, just on near the ground?
Yeah, it's a regular plug-in. It's a very small device. It's going to sit right beside your bed on your bedside table, ideally close to your face, right? So that mm-hmm. as the sun comes up, it will naturally start to bring you out of sleep and make it a lot easier for you to wake up rather than waking up to that harsh alarm clock and it's pitch black outside and you'd rather just hibernate and cozy into the bed.
Well, and some even do by hitting the snooze button a couple
<right.
laughs> times, and it just gets louder and louder, it seems like. So I guess the nice thing with this is that you can set a standard time just across the board, 7 days a week, or if someone wants to alter their schedule slightly for those work days versus weekends, that can all be customizable, like
you
an
bet.
Alarm clock would
yeah,
be?
Yeah, just like an alarm clock. Most of them also actually do display the time, so you can see the time on them.
Okay.
And many of them will also come with sounds. So if you wanted to wake up to some birds chirping as well,
oh.
we can simulate summertime that way too. And again, the birds will start extremely faint, and then they just get a little bit louder and a little bit louder until...
That's not realistic. They start going... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. And on there, there's generally no crows. It's all nice songbirds.
That's good. That's good for sure. Just curious, this isn't something that's obviously something like I know to get a CPAP machine, you need to be properly given that allowance by the, or prescription is the right word,
right.
by the doctor. This
that's
is something
right.
that... Not really needed from a medical
not
professional.
Needed. Nope, not at all. Anybody can get a Dawn simulator or a blue light. We are there to help talk you through it. Obviously, we want to have a discussion with you and make sure that there's no red flags for sleep apnea, right?
Mm.
So that doesn't mean you can have a Dawn simulator even if you are on a CPAP machine.
Sure.
Because it's dark in the morning for you too, right?
Oh, but. yeah, for sure. And now also with something like this, could this even be something that's used for, you know, someone such as myself, got two young kids, it seems like, yeah, in the summertime, tough to get a full night because, oh, they want to be up at the crack of dawn. And well, here in Saskatchewan, that's just crazy early to try and prolong them, maybe staying in bed a little bit longer, some blackout windows, and then something like this in addition to could this be used for even kids even?
Certainly. And, you know, a lot of people will use blackout shades or blackout windows if they're working shift work to keep the sun out in the summertime. So a Dawn simulator can be used year round. It's if a person's working shift work or things like that. It's just this time of year we tend to see a little bit more of that seasonal effectiveness, right? And people are a little bit more draggy and feel like they need to feel a little more energized in the morning.
Well, and that's good too because of how dark it is and so late. Obviously, there's just certain dangers that can come from waiting for the sun to wake oneself up naturally. I mean, it could affect someone's livelihood in terms of job and that sort of thing. So to be able to use, if you will, a simulated dawn machine such as these, it goes a long way. And to being able to keep things as close to circadian rhythm?
Circadian rhythms, yep, that's right.
So that kind of works so well with something like this.
Yeah, it certainly does help, and a lot of people are affected by the sun more so than we realize. So, of course, a lot of people will introduce vitamin D in the wintertime, right, because we're not getting as much of it from the sun.
Yeah.
And this is just one of those extra things that they can add in.
Yeah, a lot of people just feel logy, just that mental fog, if you will. And, yeah, a lot of it can certainly come down to just having so much darkness. So this can be very useful, given that, it won't be long before we have only about 8 hours, 9 hours of light in a given day, and the rest will just be darkness, and that's not fun at all. Yeah. So anything we can do to help ourselves goes a long way.
Shortest day of the year is coming up in December, right?
Yeah, we're just about that 12 and 12 right on the noggin. And even that seems like too much darkness sometimes. So again, our guest today is Tracy Alcorn from Parkland CPAP Services. You can talk to them about any of these products by visiting them 226 Broadway Street West, giving them a call 306-783-9888. Got lots of other great products and services available through Parkland CPAP, and we'll back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know with Tracy Alcorn of Parkland CPAP Services, chatting today about some of the products available at Parkland CPAP, but also, yes, in the name, services too. And you can provide a lot of help and support for people. Maybe they've recently gotten a CPAP machine, or maybe it was a while ago, and through the course of, many different factors, maybe it's been sitting in the home going unused. They just find it frustrating, or they're just having such a hard time getting used to it. What could some of these challenges and difficulties be a result of, Tracy, and how can Parkland CPAP Services help these people out?
Well, some people do have a little bit of a trouble getting used to the pressure. It's definitely a different way to breathe, and we are extremely patient with everyone, and we take pride in spending the time it takes to get people to use their machines. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need a mask change, maybe we need a little bit of a comfort setting change, or, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do. So I always tell our clients, if you are uncomfortable in any way, let me know, because we probably have a solution. There's a lot of things in the shop. So whether it's a pillow with cutouts for the mask because it's pushing, or maybe we could do a different mask if your mask, if your nose is sore, right? Maybe your mask is too old and it's leaking. You know, they don't last forever, but a lot of people don't realize that. So there's a lot we can do. And so we do take our time. We ask you to bring all your equipment in with you.
Sure.
And then we go through it and we take a look at where you're at, and we work with you to get you using that therapy.
Yeah, a clean machine also goes a long way into making sure that it's effectively being used, and also that the person who's using the machine isn't suffering either, because
right.
with a dirty machine, there's risk for, all kinds of bacteria and things that could, not surprisingly, make someone feel a lot worse for using such a thing if it's feeding them all this bacteria then.
Right. We do actually, too. We get a lot of people coming in saying, I use my machine every day. I'm faithful with that. And it's like, okay, good job. But then they say, what I'm not so good at is cleaning it. And people admit that, and that's fine. I know it's not easy. You get up in the morning, you go on with your day, and you forget about it, right?
Yeah.
So we offer a cleaning service
for
people that want that. We do ask those machines to be booked in. We can only handle so many in a day. But we completely clean and sterilize the entire unit. We use the SoClean machine. replace the filter, et cetera. So you're picking up at the end of the day a perfectly clean and sterilized machine.
Okay.
And we also, we carry the SoClean machines, and we've had a lot of people coming in. We tend to keep selling out of them, and we keep bringing more in.
So okay.
If we don't have one in stock, we always will within a day or two. So
now, what is the SoClean for those that aren't familiar?
So it basically uses ozone, and you get up in the morning and you just wipe the biologicals off your mask with a wipe. So it only takes a second, and you drop it in the machine and you walk away. And the machine will sterilize your mask, headgear, tubing, humidifier, and machine. So when you come back at night, you put it on and you've got a completely sterilized system.
Like, are you like dropping it in like a pool of like, I'm just lost
no,
what this looks like.
No liquid at all, which
no
surprises.
Liquid. Wow,
no liquid.
Okay.
So it's a completely dry system. Mm-hmm. So you're putting your dry mask into a dry chamber that we close and seal, and it automatically does its thing.
Huh.
And then when you come at night, you take it out, it's dry, it's clean, and you put it on and away you go. And that takes care of any of the ugly stuff that's in there that we can't see.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, the bacteria, you know, it might look clean, but in the reality, it's what they often talk about with, like, how phones or even, just things are around the home, for example, just because it looks clean doesn't mean that things like bacteria could be present.
That's right. And, what people are not aware of, we also have a machine called a Lumen. You can also use that with your CPAP machine. You do have to take your humidifier apart and place it in. So it's a lot more work to do it that way. But the nice thing with the Lumen, if you have other things around the house, you've got a young one that's using a soother, your cell phones, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Anything that you might think this stuff has ugly germs on it. And the Lumen uses UV, and it takes 5 minutes to sterilize anything that's in the tray. And you can put a cell phone in there.
Oh, interesting. And everything will still work just fine afterwards. There's
you
no
betcha.
Worry about that. Good. Again, Tracy Alcorn with Parkland CPAP Services joining us on the program. I guess with the whole having you clean it versus someone buying a machine themselves, people can weigh out the options. Ultimately, down the road, it makes probably more sense for someone to get their own machine rather than bringing it.
And you're not having to pack it up and bring it into us. And with the SoClean, you can use it every single day. Yep. Even though, like we say, okay, so you're going to wipe your mask daily, but you're going to do a deep clean of your entire mask, hose, and water chamber every week. Right?
Okay.
The SoClean you can use daily.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, to bring it into us, I mean, it's going to be too costly to bring it in daily. People might bring it in monthly, every couple months. You know, when your machine gives you your filter reminder due, some people will bring the machine in because then we replace the filter. You don't have to worry about doing that. We
give
it a good clean. But going 3 months without a deep clean is a little too long.
Now, if someone is using the SoClean daily, would that count as a deep clean, or does someone have to do that then separately then too?
Nope, that is the deep clean.
That is the deep clean.
You bet.
Okay, awesome. Good information here. And you're mentioning they sell pretty quick here. If someone came in today, are there some? Are they on back order?
That we actually don't have any in the shop at the moment, but I am expecting them today, actually. They should be in this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay, great stuff. 226 Broadway Street West, 306-783-9888, if you want to call ahead of time to see if they're in as well. Do you allow people, like, order them kind of thing, put them on back order? Is it kind of first come, first serve? How does that work?
No, absolutely. If somebody says they want one and we don't have one in stock, we'll certainly set it aside for them when we call them, text them, whatever they want when it comes in. But we do try our best to keep them in stock. It's just, it's Murphy's Law. All of a sudden we'll have in one day four people come in to get one, and all of a sudden we're out of stock.
Good
Didn't
point.
Expect that. So we quickly order some more, and it only takes a few days for them to come in.
All right. Now, again, with Parkland CPAP Services, providing that information to people, too, in regards to, here's maybe reasons why you might be having trouble sleeping at night. Yes, one might be apnea. Some might be the other factors, as we've already talked about, and things that can be used, whether it's a Dawn simulators or a CPAP machine. Give them a bit more information out there to people. I understand you're doing some workshops with people at the library in the next couple months here.
Right. We've got some information sessions coming up. We always bring some goodies and some tea. And we're there to provide information. We also bring pamphlets. We have a little bit of a program that we go through. It's not very long, but it does show some pictures. So it explains what sleep apnea is, who can have it. A really, really short, it's like a 10-second video clip showing exactly what it looks like. And that a lot of people have an aha moment when they see that. And they'll say they know somebody that does that, right? And answers any questions you have. And of course, I'm there on hand and available to answer any and all questions.
Now, the different sessions have different information. Is it going to be the same presentation just made on two different dates?
No, we'll build on the information.
Build on it.
Yeah, we will build on it. So we're going to start at the beginning. That's a pretty good place to start. And then we'll continue on. So in the next session, we'll get more into depth of whatever people want to talk about. So if we're going to get into more cleaning, and I'll bring products and I'll show how to do things and how to take everything apart and how to clean it properly. And
right. Like good. Excellent. Again, Tracy Elkhorn, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know with Parkland CPAP Services. Was there anything else you wanted to get out there today, Tracy?
I think that's it.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you stopping by, saying hello. All the best with those information sessions. Obviously, just listening today, people can get a lot of great information as well. And the Rock Line is always open, too, for people if they wanted to call us up during these programs as well, 306-783-5160. But until next time, Tracy, thanks so much for being here.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jordan. Have a great day.
All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.